we just like, I feel like can just be so overwhelmed by those little lies and those little things and pieces of shame that the enemy is making us feel. And so what I've seen, because I mean, I'm a nurse, I'm in ministry, I'm in online ministry, I work for my church. And so, you know, what I see the most, especially just in women, is that shame piece and feeling like their past disqualifies them, or that, you know, they are still like stuck in some sin, or they just feel like, oh, like, you know, someone else can go and do that, right? Someone else can go be a bright light, brighter than I could shine. And so what I think is happening is just that we're forgetting. The enemy is causing us to forget the authority and the power that we have in Jesus because his Holy Spirit now lives in us.
She runs a global online ministry called Words Are Golden. She's a pediatric nurse, founder of She Who Speaks Light, author of the global inspirational Words Are Golden journals, and new author of the book Arise to Shine. We have the beautiful Allison Golden on with us today. I pray this blesses you, friend. I believe God put a specific light in your heart for a purpose, for you to shine it into this world in a way that nobody else can, a light that is unique as the print on your finger. And our job is to take that light and go love people with it in this world. Everywhere you go, you have a ministry. You don't just have to be a preacher to have a ministry. Your light is your ministry. It's how you shine it at your job, at your family, at the dinner table with your friends, at the movies, at the park, at your apartment. Everywhere you go, you are made to shine your light. Do it. Be it. Love people. Be kind. Honor them. Honor yourself. This is made to shine.
I am so excited because we are in for such a treat today. As you just heard in that introduction, we have the special, I mean, that's just the word I would use for you, Allison. It's like so special just from my time stalking you and the few interactions we've had prior to this, but special, delightful, light-filled guest on with us today, talking about her new book, but also diving into the weeds of the inspiration behind it and all the stuff. And Allison Golden, so excited to have you on today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly can't wait for our conversation today. It's going to be amazing.
Me too. You know, it's funny. I was praying before this, before we did together. And I was just like, Lord, there are certain guests I just get so excited to talk to. I really do. And I think for me, this conversation, why I'm so excited is because so much of what we do has so much overlap, it seems. Yeah. And I don't think that's by coincidence. And so when you get people together that have like the similar message, I mean, your book, it's called Arise to Shine. For me, it's made to shine, right? It's like this idea of shine, this idea of light. I mean, I just think when the Lord speaks certain messages to people and then they get together, it's like, bam, so cool. And as everyone knows on this podcast, like our mission is to remind everyone you have a light to shine and that is your ministry. You don't have to be a pastor or a preacher. It's how you shine it in all areas God has trusted you with. And you do that, whether that's, I mean, you're a nurse, but you're a writer, you're a preacher, you teach that word like no one's business. It's so cool to see. And so from afar, I just have loved seeing that. And I'm even more excited to see it up close and for my audience too. But before we dive into all the things, Allison, we've got to start this the way I do every podcast episode, which is, what is your favorite quote and why?
Honestly, I've really been, I feel like I have so many different quotes, right? Just so, there's so much goodness out there. So it's really hard for me to choose one. And so I'd say just truly what's been resonating with me the most right now is a Bible verse. And so you could say it's a quote, because obviously it is a quote from the Bible. But truly just Psalm 23 has been something I've been reading every day in this season of my life and just reminding myself that he restores my soul. So I've just been like, I feel like he restores my soul. Even my sister-in-law, drew it for me once, and it sits in my room right here where I'm recording the podcast. And so when I was thinking about that, I was like, oh yeah, like that's the quote that I truly just like sit with every day is he restores my soul. He's the soul restorer. And so that's one of my favorite quotes.
Oh, I love that. And I think for you, I'm sure like just that quote, I know there's so many scripture verses of mine that just, they bring me so much hope. And especially like hope is something, it's an everyday intention. Like I need to be reminded of my hope every single day to be able to connect to like being able to shine light and the light within myself. Yeah. In your subtitle, so Arise and Shine, your new book, everybody needs to go get it. But your subtitle like struck me. I was like, wow, how to be the light that ignites hope in a dark world. And what I was thinking about was like, and this is how my mind does it, like order of operations. So like what comes first, light or hope? And I think like before you can ignite the light in yourself, you have to be attached to a hope. Then you can shine your light and give others hope for them to shine their light. And so I'm curious, like per your subtitle, how to be the light that ignites hope in a dark world. Take us back to like, when were you first introduced to, well, one, what is that hope that touched you with your own light? And talk us to that story of like how you kind of were intimate with that hope that then got you connected with this light that you're now shining, reminding others to do the same.
Yeah, what's interesting is honestly, it was a really heartbreaking moment in my life that led me to seek hope because I felt hopeless, right? I share a really hard patient story in the beginning of my book from just a hard shift that I had as a nurse, and it caused me to question, you know, like, Lord, where is your light? Where is the hope in this moment? And there was this invitation for me to just draw near to the Lord and really seek him through the struggles that I was having, the questions that I was questioning to him. And it was in just like the stillness with him and the quiet with him and diving deep into his word, in which I found that like, oh my gosh, like Satan is truly just trying to take my hope away. He's trying to dim the light that's in this situation because the light actually was in me because of Christ in me in that situation. And so that's what really just began to stir in me this hunger to actually like study the word light in the Bible and how it's truly in the Bible so much and we like forget about it. The enemy just wants us to forget that Jesus came as light and he overcame all darkness. And that's what we're living in right now. We've been transferred from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. So we're transferred into the kingdom of light. And that's right now in this very moment. Mm-hmm. And so like, that's the hope that we get to cling to, that we actually live in the kingdom of light right now. And so it's honestly just been something for me of like, Lord, like, I want to be so full of your hope, like fill me with your hope even more than I'm filled with right now. Fill me with your light even more than I'm filled with right now. And show me where you're at. Show me how you're working, even when I don't feel it or when I don't see it or when I am questioning you or when I am confused. And so he's just been so kind. Like he loves to answer prayers that are aligned with his will, right? And it's aligned with his will to instill a hunger within us for him, a hope within us for him and a hope of what's to come. And so it's really just sitting with the Lord and being like, Lord, I want more of your hope and show me that hope. Show me where it's at. And he will do it. And he did it for me. And I know that he can do it for you too, who's listening.
That's so good. So it's so funny. I was, do you ever talk to yourself in the car? I talk to myself like all the time. And it's like me talking to God, but I'm also just like, we're just chit-chatting today. And, but I was talking about this with myself and God earlier. I was like, you know, because I used to, it's like your word is a lamp unto my feet, right? And so like the word, getting in the word, I didn't have my first Bible until I was a junior in college. And I always relied on getting my fill like externally with another, like a preacher or a pastor, because I felt like I wasn't smart enough to understand the Bible or to get something from it. And this morning I was just thinking, I think there's a lot of people our age that are like that. And when we think about connecting to the light, that's such a big part of it is getting into the word. And yeah. I was just like, man, the biggest tactic the enemy has, I feel like, is just to distract us from getting in the word and not mm-hmm. being able to sit still long enough to absorb what it is the Spirit wants to show us. Because the Spirit will illuminate scripture for you so you can absorb what God wants you to. I'm curious, when you think about like connecting with your light, is your light, like knowing it comes from Jesus, is it something you could ever lose? What you just said of like being a reflection, I once heard the quote, you always need to be careful that the light shining on you is never greater than the light shining through you. And I mean, you just posted an Instagram reel about you speaking about this the other day with scripture, like we're called to be lights of the world and let the light of Jesus shine through us. And I think that that's something that is so important to remember, especially like in this day and age with social media and where a lot of times our nature is to want there to be more light on us than even being distracted from the light shining through us. And I think about when it comes to being like a vessel, you think about being a vessel, right? Like if you want to be a vessel for light, that vessel has got to be clear. And so what I think is so cool is you do so many different things and you're talking to so many different communities, whether that's the community that you're with, when you're a nurse or when you're speaking and preaching and teaching the word or with your book and your community with that. What are some of the biggest like shame based spirals? So you're in so many different communities. When we think about like being the light and how we need more light shining through us than on us, and you think about being a vessel for God's light, that vessel needs to be clear. And I think we live in a world where shame, others' opinions, rejections, they convolute that vessel. And it mm-hmm. makes us not want to shine the light that God put in our heart. And you're in so many different communities. What are you seeing? People, like the things that they're struggling with, the spirals they go down, the shame stories they're telling ourselves that almost like block that clear vessel of light shining through our heart.
Yeah, you know, I think the enemy just wants us to feel so overwhelmed and trapped in darkness. He literally just lies to us and is like, yeah, you see that happening in your life or you see that from your past, like, yeah, that's like a stain on you. So of course you're not capable of shining the light of Christ. Like, and so we just like, I feel like can just be so overwhelmed by those little lies and those little things and pieces of shame that the enemy is making us feel. And so what I've seen, because I mean, I'm a nurse, I'm in ministry, I'm in online ministry, I work for my church. And so, you know, what I see the most, especially just in women, is that shame piece and feeling like their past disqualifies them, or that, you know, they are still like stuck in some sin, or they just feel like, oh, like, you know, someone else can go and do that, right? Someone else can go be a bright light, brighter than I could shine. And so what I think is happening is just that we're forgetting. The enemy is causing us to forget the authority and the power that we have in Jesus because his Holy Spirit now lives in us. And so it's that remembering the fact that, oh, it's not I who live anymore, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the fact that now the Lord sees me when he looks at me, he sees me as righteous and he sees Jesus in me because that's what the Bible says, that his life essentially now replaces ours when we say yes to him. And like I just said, not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so we get to choose to be confident in that identity. So it's a choice that we have to make. And it's not necessarily an overnight choice where it's like, oh, today I'm choosing to fully believe that I am seen as righteous. And granted, while the Lord can 100% make that happen for you, a lot of times it's really diving into God's word and meditating on it and reading it day in and day out, so that when the enemy is lying to you and saying, no, you're messy, you have a past, you like have this stain on yourself in a way, you can say, no, I am wiped clean because of what the Lord did for me on the cross. I am now seen as righteous, and therefore I have the exact light of Jesus shining within me right now. And that's what I get to live out. And so I think that it's really just recognizing the fact that we have authority over Satan in the name and the power of Jesus through his word. And we get to use his word as a weapon against the lies of Satan, against the shame that he's making us feel, against the things of our past that he's bringing up and making us feel overwhelmed by. Like, we can say no more to that. And so it's really like Isaiah 60 says, arising, standing firm, putting on the armor of God, like it says in Ephesians 6, to stand firm and then put on the full armor of God and use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. His word is our weapon. So we arise against the enemy. We use the word of God to fight against him. And then because of that, we get to walk confidently in knowing where we're going with our eyes set on the hope that's before us and shine his light everywhere that we go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, come on. We're like in church. Let's go. I love this. No, but it's so true. And everything you're saying, like, that's, it's discipline. It's training. Yeah. It's like to be a warrior of the light, like, it requires training. It's not something you just naturally are. Like, we naturally have the light in us. I love how, like, in Genesis, you think about the order of creation, the Spirit was hovering over the waters. The first thing God made was light. Like, there was light. Like, light has always been part of our foundation. So we have that. But to be able to connect with that, you've got to fight for it. It's not something that's just going to naturally come to you. Like, I was talking with, I'm in middle school ministry in my church, and I was talking with my eighth graders yesterday. I was like, y'all got to recognize, like, if you don't, I mean, you don't just wake up singing God's praises naturally. Most people don't. Like, when you wake up, and Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis talks about this, like, you've got to fortify your mind with what you focus on. It's a choice. Yeah. It's an intention. Yep. An enemy, if he can't convince you you're not a child of God, he's going to make you so busy and distracted that you don't do the training necessary to act like you are. And so I love how you said that. And I think, too, like, when we think about light, there's almost, like you said, there's the lies of the past of what you've done. You're not good enough. There's also the lies of belittlement and comparison. Like, I know a lot of people, I was talking to someone the other day, like, oh, well, I don't want to share my testimony because it's not that big of a deal. Like, my parents took me to church and I accepted Jesus into my life and I've loved him ever since. And I'm like, that is such a lie of the enemy, that you didn't have this massive testimony that you can't share it. And like, I think the power of light, you think about a vessel, no matter what vessel you put light into, because it's a unique vessel, it will always be reflected out of it differently. Mm-hmm. And you think about us, we are all those vessels. So just because by nature you are you and you are as unique as the print on your finger, you will shine light differently than someone who might have the same exact testimony than you. And totally. So I love how you said that. And I'm curious too, like, what I think is so fascinating is you shine light in so many different areas. I am so passionate about this because, like, I do this podcast, I write books, and I'm in my middle school ministry, but I also work a corporate sales job that I love. I love my tech sales job. And I'm so passionate. Like, I've seen God so much in my tech sales job that has made me better in this podcast ministry. And you, like, you're a nurse, but you're teaching the word and you're writing books. Talk to me about the power of shining your light in lots of different avenues. Cause I think some people think, like, oh, if there's just one, we just like to put labels on things. Like, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a runner, and we don't think we can shine light everywhere. So talk to me about the power of that.
Yeah. So it all comes down to simply doing life with Jesus. And it's reminding yourself that we're not called to all of these different things. We're first called to Jesus, and then we get to do life with him, and we get to do these different things that he's asking us to do with him. And so for me, that's being a nurse, and that's being a wife, and that's being in ministry at my church, and that's preaching, and that's writing books. And for other people, it is just one thing, but then in a few months, it could be a few things. And, you know, it's always going to be changing. And sometimes for some people, it is one thing their whole life. For other people, it's multiple things for their whole life. For some people, it's just being a mom. And so it's really just being in tune with the Spirit and saying, what do you want me to do with you today? What is it that you and I are to be doing together, Lord? And that's where the light shining comes from. Because if we're forcing ourselves to be doing things just to, let's say, make money or just to be known, like, oh, I'm going to start this Instagram account because, you know, I think I could be really successful in it. Well, if the Lord's not asking you to do it, then that's just like the wrong motives. Like everything comes down to simply being like, okay, Lord, like what gifts have you given me? What are the passions in my heart? What am I delighting in that brings you glory? And how can I do those things with you? And so some seasons may be really slow and then some seasons may be really busy. Like I am in a very busy season of my life right now that's full with other things. But a few years down the road, I could just be doing one thing, and that's okay, and that's beautiful in itself. But shining his light all comes down to simply just being with him, saying, Lord, I am first called to you. So what do we want to do together? What should we do together? What are you asking me to do with you?
Wow. That's so funny you say it like that, because I was in Galatians with a friend the other day for Bible study, and I thought it was so crazy how, like, Paul, you know, basically, for those of you who don't know the story, this church is, like, saying whether or not Paul's equipped or, you know, good enough to preach. And Paul, like, instead of starting the letter with, I'm good enough because of blah, 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 he starts with who he's called to. He's like, yeah. I was called to Jesus. By like God, and then he talks about God's character. He doesn't talk about his accolades, his achievements. And I was just like, that's so good, because we are, everyone's obsessed with calling and purpose. And I think some of us think we can only shine our light once that's identified. But it's like, no, you're called to Jesus. Like, you're called to be in relationship with your Heavenly Father. And from that, the Holy Spirit will direct you. And you have to be willing. Like, I think about people who, even they feel like they've been called to be a mother their entire life, and then they struggle with infertility, or they've been called to be a sister, and then they lose their other sister. Like, how do you, if your calling is just one thing, that's going to be a really slippery slope to your questions around God. But if your calling is to a relationship with Jesus, that never changes. That is always constant. And the expression of that changes in your life depending on what season you're in. And you mentioned you're in a busy season, and I so relate to that. And I'm so curious. This is on my heart to ask you, because you talk about sitting in the presence with God, like, and having that direct a lot of your light. In a busy season, how do you practically do that?
So, yeah, for me, it's really, the more I've spent time with the Lord, the less it's feeling like a box to check off on my to-do list. Obviously, there are some days where, yeah, it does in a way start to feel like that. And so if it does start to feel like that, I really have to do like a heart check, like, oh, like, I don't want this to feel like a box to check off. I want to spend time with you, Lord, like, help make time in my days that I can be with you. And I do actually ask the Lord. I'm like, Lord, I ask for like supernatural time. Like, you've called me to each of the things right now that you have me doing in my life. And yet the number one thing you want me to do before doing any of these things is just to be with you. And so, Lord, like, I need your help to make time in my day to be with you. And so I do really try to have that intentional time. For me, I do prefer the mornings. If I don't get it in the mornings, like before a nursing shift, like if I just can't get myself to wake up early, I'll do it in the evening times. But I would say that sometimes it looks like just talking to God, like we were saying, while I'm driving, like having that intentional time with him while I'm driving or doing the dishes or laundry, and just like making the space and time to multitask in a way, but with the more mundane things where I can still be focused on the Lord.
Hey, beautiful friend. I hope that this episode blessed you and brought a smile to your day. Hey, if we're not already hanging out on social media, go find me on Instagram. I'm typically living in my stories over there. Or join my weekly email fam. You can find the links for that on my Instagram as well. You guys, I hope you were reminded from this episode today that you are a light and you are called to go shine it in all spaces that you hold. And if you love this podcast, I would so appreciate if you shared it with anyone that came to your heart, and or a review would help me so much. Love you guys. Go shine your light. See you next week.